Support for KPLU comes from Wajumaya, a family-owned local Asian supermarket and gift store with locations in Seattle, Bellevue, and Renton. Now celebrating their 85th anniversary with special events, including taiko drumming and a Hawaiian tuna cutting demonstration. Details at www.wajumaya.com.
Hey, Nats, I understand you've been entertaining again.
You know, Stein, I'm always entertaining. Isn't that why you love me?
Yes, you're an entertaining person.
You know, I entertain for dinner. It's something I like to do, but I don't do as much as I'd like. This was really interesting because it was an unusual group of people, unusual in we'd never all sat down together. There was a pediatric gastroenterologist, a pediatric oncologist, a guy who owns one of the coolest toy businesses I know, a 15-year-old high school sophomore, my husband, myself, a baby, a dog, a lawyer, and a Boeing engineer. I had sold this at an auction dinner near and dear to my heart. And I had never done any of those kind of things before. I know people think that I cook for a crowd, or a lot of people think I'm a chef. I'm a regular cook, just like you.
So this was something that they auctioned off, a dinner party with Nancy Leeson?
With me and with my fine friend, Dr. Ghassan Wahbe from Children's Hospital. And the reason we did this was because he is a great home cook. The guy's a Palestinian who loves nothing more than to recreate the recipes of his youth given a contemporary twist. So we put together this incredible meal. But the scary part was he had ordered some lamb necks at his specialty butcher. And when he went to pick them up, they only had lamb shanks. He didn't know what to do with them. Now, here's why you always have to have one great recipe in your kit that you can pull off. And I have a great lamb shank and lentil recipe. I made that. He made this astonishing chicken recipe. But it was the little noshes in between, the very beginning, like labneh. Do you know labneh? I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Never heard of it.
It's, you know, we call it sour cream.
Oh,
some
okay.
People call it kefir cheese. He calls it labneh. And, it, you know, added a little bit of that onto a cracker with ikura, with salmon eggs. Now, isn't that a...
Oh, that,
you know,
sounds okay.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
He had a little lox with some honey over it, over a cracker. We made our homemade flatbread. And for dessert, apple crostata, homemade pie.
Sounds pretty good, except for the apple part.
Okay, well, you know what was the most amazing part about this was the conversation. And I really think that and the wine, of course, is what can make a great dinner party. And I think the conversation was extraordinary.
It really does sound like a nice time. The L&T, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote, is sitting with us here, folks. She'll not say anything. She's shaking her head at me and giving me the warning look. But we should... I guess that means I'm number one with you, hon.
Mm-hmm.
We should entertain more, don't you think? We should have people over for dinner parties.
You should have me over for dinner parties.
Oh, fine, yeah. After you didn't invite me to this one, we will have you over. Although often when I do that, which isn't very often... Usually by the time I'm getting ready to serve, I'm thinking, they could have had their lousy dinner and been out of here by now.
The best thing about our dinner party, Stein,
what?
Was we had door prizes.
Oh,
and here, I got
idea.
An extra one for you. Here it is.
Oh, thanks. What is?
Stein, tell the folks what you've won.
A package of foodie bandages. And there's a little picture of a cucumber and a smiling chef making the finger kissing. I've just been telling Cheryl we need to have a first aid kit in the kitchen. I guess this will be it.
Foodie bandages.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy, the hostess with the mostess, Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swell-igant, elegant party. This is...